Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, March 15, 2025. Be posted to all media channels on Sunday, March 16, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, really helps the channel. There are still approximately 50% of all the viewers of this channel that are not subscribed. If you subscribe, it's free, no charge, but it greatly helps the channel. And if you have a chance, just take out a moment to subscribe to the channel. It really helps. Thank you. That's our public service announcement for this morning. If you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. I think there's dates now available in September, October, November of this year. And last but not least, if you'd like to join our Friday live streams, where I answer a plethora of questions, personal and mediumship, you're welcome to join our Platinum membership. The join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, as well as the front page of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. As always, we gather questions for these programs and these shows from the post section on our YouTube channel. Requests for questions go on Mondays. I think there are another 500 to 600 questions this week. My wife then goes through them, screens them down to kind of a grouping that is more digestible, so to speak, here on a 1 hour program. Right now, I think there's 66 questions that we'll answer here real time. So if you're interested in getting a question on these shows, the questions need to go under the section, the request for questions on the post tab on our YouTube channel. So, hope that helps. That's all the housekeeping here for this morning. Let's get going on today's show with the countdown question 66. Hello, Sterling. The Democrats in the Senate have decided to approve the continuing resolution put up by the Republican House, which is not a great proposal, but they believe that is better than the alternative of a government shutdown, which they believe would have given 45 even more power. Did they make the right decision? Yes, I get in this instance, it made perfect sense to keep the government open. The effects of having the government shut down would have been really catastrophic on a lot of areas of the economy and people in the economy. I also see that if the government shutdown would have taken place, it would have given DOGE and 45 extra added power to do, let's say, more radical things, taking over control of more areas of the economy. So this 6 month, effectively, it was a CR, continuing resolution. I'm getting was the right way to kind of move forward here for the time being. 65. Hello, Sterling. The current government of Portugal and their president, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, has called for a special election after the collapse of his government in a no confidence vote. The special election will take place May 18, 2025. What do you see for the country's future? I'm getting, maybe the reason potentially for the vote might have been some effect of corruption or they thought was corruption in the government, but it looks like the way it's going to kind of pan out here for Portugal's future, I see a tightening of the borders, a tightening of immigration process procedures, like new taxation coming. So kind of a tightening up of the economy here around Portugal, based on, I guess, what's coming after the next special election here. They said it was May 18th. 64. Hello, Sterling. Mexico is starting to require American tourists to sign up for a visa and pay a $42 entrance charge to Mexico, and more specifically, all cruise ship passengers that enter Mexico. Will Canada or other countries start charging Americans to enter their country? Yes, I do see this as a strategy now for all countries going forward, but not just Americans, right? It looks like it's kind of everybody. This is going to be some sort of a way to generate increased revenue to handle immigration-related tasks and procedures. I do see this could become a norm here. 63. Hello, Sterling, Lynn and team. On the CBS Sunday morning show, they had a story covering nuclear power and how the big tech companies want to bring back nuclear power in a big way based on the large power requirements for AI. Microsoft is investing $1.6 billion to restart the Three Mile Island nuclear plant facility to power AI, and Google wants to build new, smaller plants. How does this align with the development of cold fusion? So, cold fusion is a technology, right? Which is still somewhat theoretical. It's going to happen. There's been successful experiments. So, cold fusion, the implementation of cold fusion technology is really more like the year 2050. However, keep in mind that a lot of these nuclear power plants are going to come back online to help service the power requirements for artificial intelligence and data centers. But there's new low power technology coming in the supercomputer area, right? Supercomputers right now are still in the development phase, but then also lower power requirements will be developed for supercomputers. So, right now the big concern is an overwhelming demand for power. And I'm seeing that's going to start to level out over the next decade as supercomputers start to come online and they get manage the power requirements for them. But we will see nuclear power plants come back online, like Three Mile Island. But then again, cold fusion technology will help solve a lot of the risk related to nuclear waste. But that's more closer to the year 2050. 62. Hello, Sterling and team. Democrats are furious at Congressman Schumer and the Democrats that voted for the 45 budget continuing resolution. Will it split the party? No, they won't split, but I do see them actually coming together in a way to kind of combat a lot of what the current administration is doing and the destruction of the economy. So actually, there's going to be more of a unification based out of this dust up. Let's call it a dust up that occurred around the 6 month budget approval continuing resolution. It looks like they'll come together more in a unified way. So, a lot of the way the universe works, right, is the yin and the yang of the universe. So this is like an element that actually brings them closer together to being unified. 61, hi Sterling and team. In relationship to the restrictions and safety inspections being lifted by the USDA and the FDA within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHA, will the ability to hold restaurants responsible for any foodborne illnesses from eating their food greatly diminish? Yes, this will be a significant factor in limiting the liability of restaurants to be sued based on the way they're going to align this with the increased risk that the federal government put in the food chain. Yeah, this is going to have an effect on legal trials and litigation that occurs. It will, and it will effectively overall reduce the liability of restaurants. 60. When we transition at the end of our lives from earth to heaven realm, do birth angels or guides or family members help us get there, or is it different for every person? So you'll find that birth angels are the first spiritual entity that connects with you, starts to guide you across. Anybody that's had an NDE will also confirm there was always some sort of an angelic being with them. Sometimes they couldn't see them, but they felt them to their left or their right. Birth angels start to guide you across. As you start to move across, you actually start to meet friends, family, individuals actually that you were close or loved here on earth. Sometimes we don't love family members, so they may not be there, right? They'll eventually be there on the other side, but there's always kind of a gradual reintroduction of people that you love, want to be around, including pets and animals. And then you actually get into what they call kind of a much larger, call it a theater, auditorium. It's an area with a lot more angelic beings, spiritual entities are there. Eventually, that's where life reviews start to take place. But usually your birth angel is the one that starts to guide you across. 59, the countdown. Did the same entities that created Homo sapiens sapiens specifically create animals like dogs and cats? Yes, the one source, one force created everything in the universe. All souls, regardless of what they were, what they are, were created at the same time. And all souls in the universe have a purpose, have a life plan, go through reincarnation cycles, animals, Homo sapiens sapiens, extraterrestrials, except for the one type of extraterrestrial that's more machine than biological being. A lot of the smaller grays, some of the smaller grays are combined hybrids, artificial intelligence and the biological component. But other than that, everything else created at the same time, have souls. Yes, it's all true. 58. Hello, Sterling and team. Can you tell us at what stage we are in now in terms of the AIMS strategy? As a quick review, my spiritual angelic team laid out what they call the AIMS strategy many weeks ago, a couple of months ago now. But the A stands for analysis, I stands for investigation, M stands for movement or momentum, and the S stands for eventual separation or even decertification. So right now we are still in the I stage, the investigation stage by world organizations, both domestically and internationally regarding the electronic election interference. And there are good groups out there like Election Truth Alliance, I think it is. I'll reference it before later on here. But there are a lot of individuals and groups, data scientists, people doing data gathering and actually working back towards what were called tabulators, electronic machines that are then produced an election interference result, a non-natural result on the election. But right now, we're still in the I stage. That's the question. 57. Will Fox Entertainment be held accountable for all of the disinformation it has spread? So this is already, starting to occur. You're seeing this with the large legal lawsuits and the things going on in the news. There are more coming for Fox, right? And so some of these are already in the press. Some of these are not in the press. But I guess the justification, the things that are coming for Fox have a lot to do with very specific legal cases based on real, malintent and things that occurred. That hurt companies. So this is ongoing. It's going to keep coming. 56 in the countdown. Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project shared that it appears Ukrainian soldiers are being targeted and their location being pinpointed by the Russians as soon as they turn on their Starlink app. Has EM helped Putin by sharing Starlink information to pinpoint Ukrainian soldiers' locations? Will it be proven and shared by the media? Yes, this is a fact that Ukrainian soldiers' locations have been pinpointed based on the use of the Starlink app. And this information is already out there. Various media outlets already have it. They're actually talking about it. But this is truly the case, yes. And now, because of it, there's going to be kind of a different type of a usage of the Starlink app and other redundant systems coming in to help Ukraine. 55. Hello, Sterling. Can celiac disease or a gluten allergy be reversed? Not a doctor, but there is CRISPR technology coming very soon here, gene editing technology, to change like the genetic makeup of wheat to allow people with celiac disease, that's like an intolerance to gluten because it affects the small intestine. But so there'll be genetic modifications in wheat and gluten. So the people with celiac disease will be able to eat. However, the reversal of the disease is going to come through some scientific breakthroughs over about the next 2 decades. So we're looking at more like 2045 in terms of like reversal of the damage. But so gene editing will play an important part in like the food supply. But it looks like it's more like 2 decades. By the way, they're saying it could be as fast as 15 years, 1.5, 1.5 decades. So you can look for it in either 15 to 20 years in terms of a scientific breakthrough to reverse the effects of celiac disease. 54, hello, Sterling. NATO chief Mark Rutte was in Washington, D.C. this past week. He seems to believe 45 and talks positively about him. And even after 45 showed his alignment with Russia, is this for real? What I get is that Mark Rutte, the chief of NATO, is trying to normalize relations worldwide to try to bring about a peace and to try to really ensure that the world doesn't spin out to like a World War III. Now, NATO commands one of the largest military conglomerates, if you will, in the world, right? With a lot of countries involved. But what he's trying to do is he's trying to build a structure to try to minimize the threats of a world war. I don't see him as specifically endorsing 45 or endorsing Putin or Russia, but he is trying to find an off-ramp of some kind here to try to mitigate what could be a potential world disaster. 53, in the future, will there be clear guidelines on what can and cannot be done through executive orders in the executive branch? Executive orders are not outlined specifically in the Constitution, but what I do see, there are going to be amendments to the Constitution that will more clearly define what presidential powers look like and the effect of executive orders. So the fact that there's lack of a clear definition of any kind in the Constitution for executive orders, but I see amendments coming by about late 2026, right? So almost about 2 years out. 52. Hello, Sterling. Journalist Gil Duran has been revealing the strategy behind EM's playbook that was laid out by Curtis Yarvin, Peter Thiel, and Marc Andreessen. The strategy is to completely circumvent existing democratic governance and institutions and implement a corporate technology-based autocracy. The strategy seems well underway after only 8 weeks. What can individuals who believe in democracy, equality, and humanity do? So, the corporatization of American democracy is very much aligned with Project 2025. So, this is something that's been ongoing for a while. I don't see it, my team saying they don't see it being successfully rolled out in a way that, entirety of let's say, American government becomes a corporate type run structure. But what I am seeing is that there's going to be a big fight internally in Congress to push away from this. So how do the question is how do individuals engage? Make sure you vote. Make sure you get out there. Make sure you support, data groups, data scientists that are going after the election interference to bring out the truth so we have, the more fair elections. And remember, this is a problem worldwide. So the question here, yeah, it's we're not going to see a corporatization of American democracy. It's not going to happen. But individuals have to really push hard, as well as members in Congress, to get the truth out there, right? A lot of election interference going on in the US, worldwide. Parts of Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It's a worldwide problem. 51. Oh, by the way, this reminds me, electiontruthalliance.org is a good place to start. And you can actually do a search, any kind of a search engine you want to use. Search out like Election Truth Alliance and articles or publications. I think there's even ones that will come up in Newsweek magazine, for example. 51. Will EM and his crew follow court orders for discovery or even show up for court? No, and in many cases, I don't see them showing up. I see them being strongly supported by 45, and they'll circumvent a lot of these court orders. Now, there's a number of court orders coming down. They're going to limit what 45 and the current administration can do. I do see that having some effect. However, this question was about EM and his direct crew. I see them avoiding a lot of court interaction. Doesn't mean cases won't be brought up, but I don't see them showing up. 50. Hello, Sterling. I went to Sedona, Arizona, Airport Mesa, a couple of weeks ago, just after sunset with a group. We looked through night vision binoculars towards the east. Over the period of an hour, we saw dozens of fast-moving objects as white dots in the sky, moving mostly from north to south at various angles. Some were in synchronous triangular groups of three or five. One larger one slowed down and stopped. What was the percentage of UFOs, UAPs, or space junk and satellites that we saw in the sky? Approximately 10% or one in 10 objects that you're looking at there are actually extraterrestrial. The rest of them are either satellites or they are space junk or types of meteoric elements that are moving through the sky. About 1 in 10 that you see there in Sedona are actually extraterrestrial related. 49, why were the offices of USAID instructed to shred all documents? What are they trying to hide? I get they're primarily classified documents that are duplicated in other areas of government. So this organization had copies of classified documents, just in terms of understanding how to navigate around the world in different countries and leadership. But these were like redundant documents that already in other areas of government. So it's almost like something that happens normally, like shred these documents because they are classified, not necessarily trying to hide the information, but it's contained in other areas of government, duplicated. That's what I'm getting around all this. 48, Tilo Sterling, will the current GOP Republican Party continue as it is, or will it break up? Will we continue to have a two-party system, or will we begin to have multiple parties as other democracies and countries have? I do see that the GOP will remain intact, almost for like another decade, but it's going to start to degrade. So after the downfall of the 45 administration, that's going to start a split, but it's going to take a while. It's still going to be like a two-party system, but it's almost like the GOP morphs into a different type of a political group. So you're still kind of left with two major parties, but you'll see a morphing in a couple of years here, a few years, 2 years after the downfall of 45 administration. So it's still going to be kind of a two-party system. So my team is saying you can look for that new structure to really be in place by the time you get out to 2028, 2029, right? Fully in place. 47, will incumbent Georgia Senator John Ossoff maintain his Senate seat running against other unannounced Senate candidates like MTG, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? It looks like he's going to maintain a strong connection to that seat and maintain that seat he's in. I'm also getting MTG may not even end up running for it, may run for something else. So, it looks like the question was where John Ossoff is going to maintain, and I get that he will, absolutely. 46, hello, Sterling and team. The federal workers have an investment retirement fund called the Thrift Savings Plan TSP, with close to $845 billion in investments by current and former employees. Are these funds safe? Yes, it appears the funds will be safe in the long run. There may be some elements in government that are going to try to do something with it, but it looks like it's going to maintain safety. And I don't, I, nothing nefarious is going to happen with it. Looks like it's going to maintain safety. 45. Hello, Sterling. Why is it that more Democratic politicians are not more active in opposing 45? There are a few that are doing a great deal in this area, but only a few. What's holding them back? So I get very clearly fear of reprisals from a lot of other groups. So there's a fear, a safety factor to themselves, bodily injury to their families. It's being run like a mafia organization. So there's really very clear and present dangers laying off across certain individuals in government if they try to go against 45. This is all going to come. This is the truth will come out. All this is going to come out into light, but that's what's going on right now. 45, does 45, I'm sorry, 44, does 45 plans include laying off or defunding federal contractors after he is done firing federal workers? Yes, this is all part of the scaling down process. So not all, contractors, federal contractors are going to be their contracts be severed, but yes, you're going to see a significant portion as part of the overall DOGE effort. 43, will there be public disclosure by the U.S. military, NATO, or another widely respected official body that 45 may potentially be a Russian asset? Yes, this has already started to take place worldwide. There are a number of groups that made the connection. If you think back, even Hillary Clinton talked about this, being very friendly to Russia. So this is actually information that's already out there in public and with a lot of countries, and I see it with very governmental organizations. So this is actually well understood, more than what's even coming out in the press and the media. By the way, I'm hearing Europe and Canada are going to be very strong advocates of getting this information out there and clearly articulating the connection. 42, do all species in the universe have people of different colors as Homo sapiens sapiens here on Earth? Not in the same way, because many of the extraterrestrial species look very similar. So, as part of evolution, there's really kind of a homogeneous nature of the way civilizations evolve. So, yeah, not as many colors per se. They look a lot more homogeneous than all the colors you see down here, the racial colors, if you will, here on Earth. 41, our economy was booming under the previous administration, and 45 has severely deteriorated in a matter of days. Will the economy ever get back as good as it was under the previous administration? Yes, but it's going to take the better part of 4 years. So, 4 to 5 years. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a disastrous economy, but there's many elements in the economy that drive success and the overall GDP. It's going to take a good, they're telling me a good 4 years to 5 years to really get back to just a really aggressive, healthy pace. 40 in the countdown. Is there a spiritual reason why fewer souls are not coming to Earth at this time? Many countries are seeing very low birth rates. You know, not a spiritual reason, but a practical, pragmatic reason, just in terms of the time, attention, costs related to raising families. So it's more of a practical, pragmatic reason. Obviously, everything that occurs here on Earth is part of a larger spiritual plan, but that's the practical reason going on right now, the stresses, the strains for families worldwide, the cost involved. So my team's saying it's a very practical, pragmatic reason. 39, will the next administration be able to reverse all the damage this current administration has done? In a sense, yes, but this is kind of a little bit of a carry forward of one of the prior questions here. It's a better part of 5 years before all this starts to get turned around. New amendments to the Constitution. There's a lot of work here. Remember, there is an overall yin and yang in the universe, right? So a lot of times, people in a larger sense could be major disruptors, but those disruptors or the people that create chaos, they force change. And that's a lot of what you're seeing here. 38 in the countdown. Aloha, Sterling. I have recently seen people channeling on YouTube. Is this real? I don't usually judge, but want to be discerning. It seems like the person changes their voice a little bit and states things. Some of these people claim to be channeling angels and archangels. Is the practice of channeling valid? How can we tell if a channeling is legitimate? So, first off, in my direct experience working with millions of entities on the other side, family members have crossed over from people I do sessions with, angels, guides, archangels, extraterrestrials, they're all highly intelligent. They communicate very straightforward. First thing I'm going to tell whoever asks this question, and this is a message for the collective, be discerning. Ensure that you see things you see or hear resonate with you. That's the key factor. I won't tell you that it's a requirement that somebody change their voice, but remember, make sure all the information you look at, be discerning, resonates with you. But just my direct experience and all the entities and spiritual entities I communicate with, all very highly intelligent. In fact, many of them speak the thousands of languages here on Earth. There are 4 to 7,000 languages here on Earth. I would just tell the person asked the question, be discerning. And if it resonates with you, go with it. 37. Hello, Sterling. Hakeem Jeffries demonstrates weakness and helplessness each time he gives a press conference. He has basically said nothing can be done to resist the fascists. Is he merely representing his donors instead of the people? What I'm getting is he doesn't have the strength or conviction to say what he knows is the truth. So, this again is a fear of reprisal against some radical natures going on in government right now. But I'm just getting he lacks the confidence to really communicate the truth as he knows it. 36. Hello, Sterling. One afternoon, I was having a heater issue in my apartment, and my landlord refused to fix it. I was sitting outside, and a beat-up old car pulled up, and this man got out with eyes very blue and white hair. My first thought was he looked like an angel. He said, "I have been sent to fix your heater." My 2-year-old son and I went inside with him. I felt very comfortable and safe. He fixed my heater and said goodbye. I called the landlord and thanked her for sending the man to fix my heater. She said she never sent anyone to fix my heater. Who showed up? I can still see what he looks like 32 years later. So this is one of several million Earth angels that are on the planet. These are actually Homo sapiens sapiens, but they're highly evolved. Usually over 1,000 reincarnations, but they answer the calls of humanity. I would say it's analogous to a fire department answering a 911 call. They hear the call, they go out, respond, they're out. There are millions of Earth angels here on the planet right now. This was an Earth angel. 35. Well, Senator Jeff Merkley's comments about 45 behaving like a Russian asset gained traction and began to influence mainstream conversation and news. His comments will be part of a growing large consortium of individuals that are speaking the truth in this area about being a Russian asset. So all the Russian involvement, the Russia's involvement, and the electronic election interference all coming to light. You're seeing all this happen. Remember, this aligns with the AIMS strategy, the AIMS. Right now, we're in the investigation stage, and then we'll start to get into what's called the movement stage. 34, why don't we retain what we have learned in our past lives when we return? Wouldn't that improve humanity? So we come down for a different set of specific lessons every time. Now, you can call on past life lessons. If you're actually communicating with your guides using the clairaudient gift that we all have, you can actually call on past life experiences. It's very true. But there's always specific lessons we came down here to learn. So that always takes precedent. That always overrides any way to, let's say, circumvent that or cheat that by saying, "I learned that lesson in a prior life." You're always continuing to learn new lessons. So that's why they don't necessarily bring forth lessons you learned in a prior life all the time. It is true, my team is telling me right now, that remember, there's uniquely different lessons we learn each lifetime. So it's not, say, a repetitive lesson that you learned in a prior lifetime. There's something continuing about it that's kind of the new way of learning. It's like a new layer of knowledge. 33, when we go to visit recently passed loved ones at their gravesites, do they visit us or see that we're there? So, all of our loved ones are with us in every aspect of our lives all the time. You can actually call them at any time. They have lives on the other side. When you're born to the other side, it's a rebirth, it's a brand new life starting. But anytime we call them, they'll come around. It's never connected directly to grave sites. In fact, I see a lot of family members on the other side find it humorous. They understand the human nature of wanting to visit a grave site. Some people feel very connected to loved ones at grave sites, but they're with you and can be at every moment in your life, and not just specifically the grave site. So they see what's going on around us all the time. They see when you get up in the morning. They see what you have for breakfast. They see when you visit them at the grave site. They're with you all the time. It's not connected just to the gravesite. I always draw the analogy, the body that we have is like a car. And when you pass on, you are the driver. You actually step out of the car and you move on to the next life or the next car. 32, in previous shows, you've indicated that you do not see EM imprisoned and his companies continue into the future. If the election interference is fully revealed, how does he escape justice from all his crimes worldwide? So the answer is he has many allies worldwide that are easily bought off, and that provides protection, an alliance, a way to hide out in various areas of the world. So, in this case, money buys influence and protection and allies you wouldn't normally have based on the money you have. So that's how essentially he escapes a lot of prosecution, imprisonment, that kind of a thing. 31. A cargo ship hit a tanker carrying jet fuel for the US military off eastern England on Monday of this week, setting both vessels ablaze and sending fuel pouring into the North Sea. Was this an intentional act? If so, who's behind it and why? I get this as carelessness. So I don't get this as deliberate. I get, some of the people work long hours or they're not paying attention or certain systems can break down, but I'm getting this amounts to carelessness. And so I don't get this as deliberate sabotage. Just a lot of, it's almost like people working long hours and somebody was supposed to take care of something they didn't. And so remember, there are no accidents in the world, right? Even accidents are not accidents. They always teach you a lesson. It's always about things going on. But this does not appear to be sabotage to me. 30, will 45 and Putin leave the planet around the same time? Yes, they are on the same trajectory. And I've talked about this several times. Okay, 29 the countdown. Hello, Sterling. We know of Canadians that have been harassed and threatened recently while vacationing in Florida. The police refused to do anything. They all felt forced to sell their timeshares at a huge loss and vowed to never return. Will relations between the US and Canada ever go back to the way they were before the 45 administration? Yes, within about 2 years, you're going to see kind of a rebuilding of a better goodwill between both countries. 28. Hello, Sterling. I'm wondering if Bernie Sanders will be successful in his most recent attempt to educate red state citizens about oligarchy and its repercussions. Yes, he'll have a great impact on everybody, and he'll be one of several very strong voices of reason and truth to get the messaging out. Yes. In fact, it looks like a lot of his comments are actually going to affect worldwide as well. 27. I, Sterling, there have been several instances where I'm wide awake but have my eyes closed, and I have these flashes of like an old film on a projector. Can you tell me what's going on? These are latent, what I'll call latent clairvoyant abilities. Now, clairvoyance is the clair to be able to see images or movies. So you have what I call a latent clairvoyant ability. You can actually develop that more strongly so that you can actually see images, not just with your eyes closed, but with your eyes fully open. 26, will there ever be a time when Americans will not feel a need to brand themselves as Republicans or Democrats? Yes, but not until about the year 2050. This is all part of the three-decade reset. There'll be a two-party system, but it's actually going to start to deteriorate into more of a unified way of managing government. But that full unification is really more part of the three-decade reset that starts to complete out towards the year 2050. 25, when will we have warp drive capability? Will we get it from extraterrestrials? So warp drive is really, theoretically, that's moving much faster than the speed of light. It's going to be several hundred years before full warp drive capability is here. Yes, it'll be brought about by extraterrestrials. I think warp one, believe it or not, is like 600 billion miles per hour. I mean, and there's actually a warp one, warp two, warp three, warp four. That's what they're telling me, but we'll eventually have it f traveling faster, much faster. It's much faster than the speed of light, but it's really kind of using light propulsion technology. So yeah, we're hundreds of years out from that. 24. What's next for Justin Trudeau? Will he stay in politics or disappear into a more private life? I get he's going to become what I'm going to call an honorary world ambassador for Canada. So still very much helping behind the scenes, very active, but they're telling me using the term honorary world ambassador for Canada. Okay, 23 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I've heard that Pleiadians brought the Sanskrit language here to Earth. If so, did they also create Sanskrit mantras Knowing that they activate certain energy centers in the body within humanity. So this ancient religious India-based language was developed by extraterrestrials. However, the mantras that go along with it were developed by humanity. So I'm getting the extraterrestrials helped with developing that Sanskrit language. They put the thoughts into humanity and help them develop it. But the mantras were all of like human-based creation. 22. Hello, Sterling. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has threatened to turn off power to the U.S. border states if 45 continues to levy tariffs on Canada exports. Do you see this happening, or do you see the energy costs for U.S. border states like Michigan and New York continuing to rise above 25%? You know, I get Doug Ford is going to go back and forth with 45 in kind of a shooting match, but it's not going to have a great effect on US states because I'm getting it's actually a very small percentage of power. Maybe it's 1 or 2% of power, maybe as high as 3% that might be coming from Canada for the states involved here. I think Minnesota is involved as well. But yeah, it's just a shooting match going back and forth and not have a great impact on these three states. 21 in the countdown. Do you ever see a time that healthcare in the US will become somewhat socialized? As a healthcare worker, I see unfairness to both insured and uninsured. You know, not for about 2 decades before that's really going to take place, socialized healthcare. Okay, 20 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. What is Panama's future in relationship to the BlackRock deal? With Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison Holdings Limited selling a 90% stake in Panama Ports Company to a consortium led by BlackRock for $22.8 billion. How do you see this impacting Panama's short and long-term financial stability and independence? This will eventually shift control of the region over to US-based firms. It will. So this is a big push towards US-based firms having a controlling interest in Panama. It's going to be a little difficult for Panama, but I do see eventually the funding, the revenues coming back to support that area of the world. So yeah, this is like more of a less of, let's say, a political or congressional or 45 administration push, even though that's what they're talking about. It's really, this is, like BlackRock and other consortiums trying to get control of that area for revenue and profitability and world control, and also keeping it away from the control of China. 19. Do loved ones immediately know when you are thinking of them on the other side? Yes, absolutely, 100%. 18. Many see human-driven climate change as the greatest challenge of our lifetime and an existential threat to humanity and most life forms on Earth. Collectively, we have failed to acknowledge the science and take timely action, and we are on the cusp of tipping points for seemingly irreversible, catastrophic events. Will we be able to turn this around? If so, when and how? So I've talked about this before. This is all being turned around now over the next 5 years. We're getting a lot of science involved. I know that things are dragging behind with the 45 administration, but I do see good science coming into play here over the next 5 years, and we are going to be able to turn it around. But then the overall effects of turning around are going to take another 1 to 2 decades. So the damage has been done. It's another 1 to 2 decades to really effectively turn down those effects, like on climate change, and get the Earth back into balance. 17. I have been reading that 45 is working on various ways to suspend the midterm elections. What does your team say about the success in doing just that? I don't see he's going to be successful in delaying the November 2026 midterm elections. Yeah, no, it looks like he's going to try, but not going to be successful in delaying it. 16. Do you ever see the government agree to lift the cap on income subject to Social Security payroll taxes, causing higher income earners to pay their fair share and making Social Security solvent for many years to come? You know, I think the income cap right now is like $176,000. I do see it being raised over the next 1 to 2 years here to like $200,000. So they're going to increase the income cap or the amount that's taxable, the Social Security. Yeah, but it looks like it's going to be 2 years out and it's like $200,000 to me. 15. Hi, Sterling. Can we incarnate with a family of souls we've never met before? If so, is that why some people feel like outsiders in their own families? So you're always with your unique soul family of thousands of members. A lot of times, individuals don't feel like they're connected here on Earth to their soul family. A lot of times, due to the number of reincarnations, might be a much more highly evolved soul. So we don't really transfer soul groups on their side. We can visit, but when you come down, you're always connected uniquely with the thousands of members of your unique soul family. Doesn't mean you don't meet other soul families when you're down here, but the people you're directly connected with, family members, close associates, best friends, all these things are uniquely connected to your soul family. Really, the number of reincarnations is the most significant element I've seen why some individuals don't feel like they're connected when they're with family down here on Earth. 14. Hello, Sterling. We have a missing young lady in Wisconsin named Lori, is it DePies? She disappeared on August 19, 1992. She was never been found. Will they ever find out what happened to her? Unfortunately, this was a crime of opportunity. I don't see this as being a family member that did this crime or a close friend. A crime of opportunity may have happened in a parking lot or something here. I don't see them discovering her body for a long time. It looks like her body is in a remote location or something here. But yeah, this happened in 1992. Remember, I'll just have to tell you, you never get away with anything in life. Justice does take place on the other side. So there's what they call spiritual justice. Whoever perpetrated the crime, looks like the per by the way, it looks like the person that perpetrated the crime is no longer on the planet. So they've actually already gone through some spiritual justice. I know it's hard to understand sometimes, but this looks like not a family member. It's a crime of opportunity. And I'm going to send a lot of love and light to her family out there. I know that the things are just and as they should on the other side right now. 13. Over my life, I've loved and cared for a few hundred animals. I remember each one, their names, when they were near me, and their personalities. Being that there's so many and many different types and size of animals I grew up with, will I get to see them on the other side? You have the opportunity to reunite with all animals, all souls, all individuals on the other side. And many times, if you're close to animals, they're part of the greeting party. When you first cross over along with your birth angels, they're actually part of the greeting part, the greeting party here. So you really do see everybody almost right away and all the animals. Absolutely. Doesn't matter the quantity you see them, you'll greet with them again. 20. I have a hard time understanding trickster spirits. I believe that when we pass on, we go back home, participate actively in our full life review, and then decide if we desire to reincarnate or stay in heaven dimension. Why do we have trickster spirits? So all levels of spirits can interact with the earth plane. There are thousands of levels, spiritual levels in heaven. Not everybody chooses to raise energetically, to learn life lessons, to elevate their soul. So that's where trickster spirits come in. They're people that have no desire to elevate, to grow, willing, they want to play games, they want to scare people. You see a lot of trickster spirits in haunted houses. But yeah, not everybody chooses to elevate themselves through reincarnations and get through thousands of levels in heaven. 11. When this is all over with the 45 administration, will the USA still remain a superpower and a world leader, or will other countries rise above the US? So the US will always be a superpower, but I've talked about this before. China will eventually be really one of the largest economies on the planet in 1 to 2 decades. And the Chinese economy will be a superpower, and it'll be multiple sizes the size of the US economy. That's 1 to 2 decades out. But the US will still be a superpower. 10. I have been watching Greg Braden, and he has done a lot of work around the Hebrew Bible and Torah codes in the first five books of the Hebrew Bible. It seems like the hidden codes in the Torah Bible have insights like the Akashic records. Are these the same records in the universe? If not, are they linked together in some way? So the Torah codes have no direct link to the Akashic records. Remember, the Akashic records are the universal record of everything in the universe, everything in the universe, past, present, future. It looks like these Torah codes are specific to a certain time frame in the universe, but Akashic records are much, much different. And so there's a difference here. There's a human interaction with these this information, if you will, what they call the Torah codes in the first five books of the Hebrew Bible. But yeah, the Akashic records much more expansive. And think about the Akashic records as a digital data center out in another dimension. It's actually exists out in the heaven dimension. Nine. Is there a possibility that 45 might turn his attention toward forcing Puerto Rico to secede and become an independent nation, saving the US approximately $617 billion annually? Is this true? I do see him definitely considering this, but I don't see it coming to effect because it looks like it takes an action of Congress to do this. So it does not look like that Puerto Rico will be seceding from the US. Eight. Will the Supreme Court reverse marriage equality for the LGBTQ plus community? You know, it does appear the Supreme Court here is going to try to reverse those rights over the next year here, but then another 2 years, like from now, it's going to get reversed back. But for some reason, it looks to me like the legal case brought about will be somehow brought about on survivor benefits or healthcare benefits, something of that nature as to why the legal case come before the Supreme Court. And they do try to reverse it, and then it comes back around again within 2 years from where we are now. So 1 year, it looks like they're going to do it, and then 2 years comes back around again. Seven. Hello, Sterling. I've always had a problem getting my head around the concept of eternity and foreseeing what that really looks like. Can a soul ever choose not to exist, or are we locked in for eternity? So all souls are infinite nature. All souls are comprised of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. We are energy. We still look like we can look any way we want to in other dimensions. But you know, eternity is your connect. We're all connected to the one source, the one force, which is infinite. No beginning, no end. We're all connected. All souls were created one time by the one source, one force. But from an energy standpoint, energy can't be created or destroyed. You can't get out of eternity. No. So, you know, but you'll find that there's a lot of value in moving through other planets, galaxies, universes, the things you'll learn. So, you know, down here on Earth, people have a very myopic view of kind of what the universe is all about. I understand that. But once you get to the other side, you'll see how expansive it is and the joy and the love and the things that can be experienced throughout the universe. Six, did any extraterrestrials ever collect animals here that they saw were going extinct, such as woolly mammoths, in order to preserve them for a time when Homo sapiens sapiens are more enlightened about caring for Earth? No, because they actually brought them to Earth in the first place. So actually, all these species exist elsewhere in the universe, other planets, other galaxies, including woolly mammoths. So in a sense, they didn't have to harvest them from Earth. They already exist. They brought them from other locations, okay? So they still exist. Five, for how much longer will federal employees have to answer EMs, what did you do last week? Five bullets, OPM emails. For about another 2 months, kind of off and on here. I don't know what's going on with all that, but you know, it looks like off and on here for like another 2 months. Four, will there ever be a time when people with food allergies have a total cure, like being able to eat as much food as they want with no allergic reaction? You know, that's at least 10 years away here using science. I think we're talking earlier maybe about celiac disease here. There's good genetic engineering coming in that will like change the composition of food so that be tolerable for a lot of people. But yeah, so this is all coming with scientific breakthroughs over the next 10 years using genetic engineering. So that's true. It's coming. Three, will Doge be targeting VA doctors, nurses, and allied health professionals with the RIF plan? If so, will these fired employees eventually get their jobs back? Yes, they're going to be targeted. And again, a lot of disruption here around 2025. And then I see a lot of the jobs coming back 2026. So even before the very beginning of 2026, so the tail end of 2025. So it's kind of like it's a seesaw. So a pendulum going back and forth, a RIF, and then getting rehired, saying, oh, we fired people that we really depend on and need, and coming back. So still a lot of chaos, but these jobs are going to come back. Number two and number one in the countdown. I always take notes before I start these shows, so I'll kind of read them back to you. Two, what do you see coming up next week? More airline safety problems in the skies and on the ground, but no major loss of life, just like we saw this week with American Airlines and a lot of other things. New security implications for the U.S. as 45 unravels U.S. international security norms and organizations and subsequently reduces cybersecurity threats for the U.S. from abroad. So I do feel like there's going to be some attacks coming up. We're going to manage through it, but there's going to be some cyber attacks coming up here. So there might be some cellular service outages and some things of that nature. I don't want to scare anybody, but because the cyber threats, the verification and validation of cyber threats are being reduced. We're going to get some malware coming in. And so don't be concerned. It's going to happen, but it'll get rectified. New West Coast U.S.-based earthquakes in Alaska, Northern California, Washington. New threats to New York City from a lone wolf, but authorities capture him before any great damage is done to the city. So something coming up here in New York City, they were telling me, like a lone wolf. Maybe it's like it's a sewer system subway attack, but it's going to get thwarted, right? So the authorities are going to get on top of this, but it's something coming up here this week, right? Remember, stand in love and light, push love and light out to the world. There are a lot of individuals, entities working on the other side to protect humanity, including your guides and angels. And number one, do you have anything your guides want to share? The plan for the world will unfold in a way that brings significant truth to light and in a miraculous way. The majority of the world's population desires peace and understanding, and this will win in the end. Stay the course and do not give up on your faith. The universe is listening, as well as our extraterrestrial friends. So, that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, March 15, 2025. Delivered, available to all platforms on Sunday, March 16, 2025. As always, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Again, dates available September, October, November of this year. And if you'd like to join our live streams, where we answer a plethora of questions, mediumship, all sorts of things, you can join our Platinum membership. The join button's on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the website homepage, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. And last but not least, if you get a moment, please subscribe. We have a lot of viewers. We're happy to provide value. But if you watch the channel on a regular basis, just please take a moment to subscribe. Okay, free of charge. On that note, going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.